I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ongoing poverty and a year of chaos have resulted in some disturbing living conditions in Egypt. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
There is a large population that is displaced and basically have nothing, and they live in graveyards. One of the believers told me that it was 6 million people in Egypt that actually live in graveyards.
The last year's political fervor has overshadowed the worsening poverty problem in Egypt. The result of the summer's elections could mean worse conditions still, but the gospel is still spreading fast. Keep praying. Next, a moderate earthquake rattled Japan nearly 36 hours before the nation solemnly marked the one-year anniversary of its devastation. It brought fresh pain to the physical, emotional, and spiritual scars left by the 2011 disasters. The Evangelical Alliance mission has come alongside the local church with resources, helping them create the potential for starting churches in the future after the relief and recovery periods have finished. There's more on this story at our website. And on the other side of the world, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck southern Haiti last week, causing some people to relive the terrors of their own disaster. Recovery is slow. So, for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says many are leaving Port-au-Prince.
They are making it north, and so that increases the activity through our clinic. It increases the activity for the food program.
What they do goes a long way in sharing the gospel.
You just show the Haitians that those scriptures are real. You bring them alive through your actions, because love is an action word.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people in North Africa and the Middle East, and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray, and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.